Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show. We have a Friday night double dip on NBC Sports Chicago. 7 o'clock, no Levine, no Portis for the Bulls as they welcome the Orlando Magic to town. Pregame Live tips off our coverage. Bottom of the hour from the United Center. Meanwhile, on NBC Sports Chicago Plus, Blackhawks are suddenly riding a hot streak. They look for their third straight win. They visit high-flying Colorado. Blackhawks pregame live previews the Central Division matchup at 7:30. Pat Foley and the great Eddie Olczyk have the call at 8. Both games are available on the My Teams app. Meanwhile, 2 days to game day by the Bay and the Bears. Will they suffer a letdown against the Niners, or will they move into one of the top two seeds in the NFC, maybe? Was Kyle Long back at practice? Will he be back on the field before the playoffs? And welcome in to Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. Getting your shopping done, ready for a great holiday. I'm David Kaplan. Let's meet the panel for today's show. He is one half of the star duo at The Score of the Mully and Haw Show. He is David Haw. He also writes for the Chicago Tribune. And he is Seth Gruen, multimedia champion. You can find him all over the place. All right, let's begin with the champions of the NFC North, your Chicago Bears. They won the division last Sunday when they put down the Green Bay Packers. David Haw, I haven't had a chance to be in this setting with you. You're on vacay. They put down their nemesis, Aaron Rodgers. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was symmetry. It was definitely a changing of the guard kind of symbolic moment. This was the beginning of something, right? And maybe from the Packers standpoint, the end of something, but it was exactly the way it should have been, exactly the way you wanted it to be if you're a Bears fan. Fitting that it came against Rodgers, fitting that it came with the interception by Eddie Jackson. There were no negatives from Sunday except for Eddie Jackson's injury, which wasn't a season ender, according to Matt Nagy. So that set the tone for the rest of the week. Now they just have to go out to San Francisco, take care of business, make sure that they prove that they can win on the road. That's important in one of these next 2 weeks, that they can at least prove to themselves, prove to the league that they can win a road game.
In my mind, in Chicago sports, there are two really, really significant regular season games. It's when the Cubs play the Cardinals, when the Bears play the Packers. Because when you talk about those two non-Chicago teams, they for really decades have dominated their respective divisions. So I think what we saw in that Green Bay game may represent somewhat of a changing of the guard. You know, the Packers are in flux right now. They're going to be looking for a head coach this offseason. Lots of rumors about lots of different people, including Pat Fitzgerald. But that organization seems really off track right now. The Bears seem headed somewhere.
Well, the funny thing is, when you hear infighting, Leroy Butler taking a shot at Aaron Rodgers.
That happens everywhere.
You think of the Bears. You don't think of the Packers. Yeah.
That happens to every team that loses. Right. You know, losing invites dysfunction
and that
kind of infighting. But I think that the Packers really haven't experienced much of that.
They haven't.
Under Mike McCarthy.
It's unusual.
But look, you look at Aaron Rodgers' body language. It's horrible out there. And I think the message he's sending to them is, hey, stop putting all this money into this defense. I need some guys around me. Jimmy Graham's over the hill. Devonta Adams is a stud, but he needs more weapons around him for them to be successful. I mean, they really need to go out and do kind of what the Bears did this past offseason.
What quarterback would you want over the next 3 years? Trubisky or Rodgers?
Well, look, you know I'm a huge Mitch Trubisky guy, but for 3 years, I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, I'm just checking. Yeah. I'm just waiting to see how far over your skis you're going to get today.
I said to you, for the next 8 years, I'm going to drop one guy on your roster.
I'm not saying 8 years because we get carried away. See, the realistic window for the Bears right now is 3 to 5, right? Okay. Because you've got Mitch on his rookie contract, which still gives you an opportunity, almost a mandate from an organizational standpoint, to take advantage of this. Mm-hmm. Because in 2021, his cap hit is like, $29 million? It gets crazy. So 3 to 5 years, I think, is a realistic window to win a Super Bowl for the Bears. And then beyond that, it's very difficult to project.
Yeah, unless he becomes a franchise quarterback, because we know if you have a franchise quarterback, you're going to the playoffs each and every year, which is what Aaron Rodgers has really done, except for this year. It's what Tom Brady's done. You know, it's what, well, Drew Brees to some extent. I mean, you have a Hall of Fame level quarterback. It's a game changer. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. What the Seahawks did those past couple of years when Russell Wilson was on his rookie deal. They had a bunch of guys on their rookie deal. Look, we know that. An NFL player is no more valuable.
They should have won two.
The height
I'm
of
with
an
there.
Yeah, and the height.
Like, Marshawn Lynch agrees with you too.
Yeah, yeah. No question.
He thinks
about
they should have won too.
Right.
They blew it, but they were there, you know. And I think that in Chicago, you would take one Super Bowl championship and one return trip there as a runner-up, even though that was a tough one to take with Mitch Trubisky on his rookie deal. Absolutely.
No question.
The question
about
is, can he get you there?
All right, Kyle Long also was at practice today. Limited participation, but to have him back on the field, as Matt Nagy said, is a really good thing. So he's been, you know, removed from the IR designation. He has a chance to be back and play. He's missed 7 games with a foot injury. That was, you know, to hear his blood-curdling screams was awful.
Yeah.
But to get him back is a huge shot in the arm.
It's great to see, because when he did go down, I think we both kind of thought and asked the question, is this the last we've seen of Kyle Long? Because they have some options in the offseason. Look, if he's a guard, he's an offensive lineman. With the receiver, with the running back, with the quarterback, you worry about timing, you worry about rust. He's an offensive lineman. He's a mauler. So you don't worry about that. He can help you in the run game. He can help you protect the passer. He's a valuable piece going into the playoffs if he's healthy.
All right, here's our Ankin Law Sports Talk Live poll question. You can vote at NBCSportsChicago.com/vote. It's right there, what happens on Sunday. Bears win big, Bears in a close one, or 49ers win. When you say big, I think they're going to cover the 3.5, 4 that the line is.
Is that all it is?
That's it, which they're begging you to play San Francisco if you're thinking like a shark.
Or their only favorite. Wow. That's surprising. I think I picked the Bears, filed my prediction. I think I said 27-13. I think Robbie Gould will get a couple field goals just to kind of, you know, make people remember how good is Gould. And then the Bears offense will score enough.
Yeah, I don't see them laying an egg.
It's here. Nick Mullins. Yeah. It's Nick Mullins. Good credit to Nick Mullins.
You know, his numbers are better than Mitch's.
Well, yeah, okay. He's been very good over the course of the last 6 weeks.
But he's also had a lot of games where he's padding, stat padding, so to speak, when they were down big.
Let me say this. If Mr.
Trubisky
were facing the Bears defense, I would pick the Bears defense to make Mr. Trubisky look very young.
Right.
And not as far along as maybe he is. Against Nick Mullins, because he has limited weaponry, I don't know that he's going to be able to get it done.
That's fine. I'll be the narc here. You know, we've talked a lot about Mitch Trubisky and getting the Super Bowls. I don't know that he's all that proven. I don't know that he's taken a giant step forward this year. I think he's
completely disagree.
I think he's played. Look, I think he very well could be a perennial All-Pro. I'm not taking anything away from him. But when you look at this season, he's played very, very well against bad teams. And against the better teams, he hasn't necessarily played as well.
That's fair, but he's already a perennial Pro Bowl alternate.
Correct.
No, but you know, it's a point well taken, because he does need to do a couple things. He needs to prove that he can be consistent against the elite defenses. They're the better than average defenses. And I also think that he has yet to prove that he can get the ball down 4 on his own 10-yard line and drive a team to a victory. But I will say this. I think he's taken more than a little step this year. And last week was very big because of that.
They were tied 14 all. He got him 10 points in the fourth quarter.
He did, and he came through in the clutch, coming off a bad performance, which is key. His resilience, his confidence carries him, and I think his skill set is good.
He's a different player throwing to his first read. When he throws to his first read, he's a very, very good quarterback. Mm-hmm. When he has to go through his progressions, that's when you see some of the youth, and that's where he needs to improve.
Yeah.
Bears need to win a road game in the final two to prove to everyone we're okay on the road?
I think it would help. I think it would help a great deal. You know, ideally.
Only big road win they've got is over Nathan Peterman.
Yeah. Well, Now, if you're going to count the Bills, you got to count the Lions. I mean, they're both very similar.
Okay. They didn't have their quarterback. Well, I'm talking about an impressive win. They were not impressive on Thanksgiving.
Neither one of them is going to make you like, oh, wow, okay.
And they were not impressive at Arizona. Those are their 3 wins.
You know, I don't mean to sound like the coach, but prove what to who? You know, they're going to the playoffs. Do they have something to prove to themselves? I don't think so. Are they going to need to win on the road, obviously, to get to a Super Bowl?
I think what Cap's saying is that, okay, if they go out and they win one of these last two games on the road, then if they end up winning a playoff game at home and going to L.A., you're going to feel a lot better about their ability to win in L.A. because they've done it.
Let me ask you a question. Any motivation for Ryan Pace doesn't play, but Mitchell Trubisky does, that the 49ers have kind of fed into this narrative, we fleeced the Bears and you went number two. We were never going to take you.
I just wrote about this. I don't think it's motivation, but I think it's an undeniable storyline here because this is the franchise that was sort of like,
we fleeced
look
you.
What we did to you guys. Isn't that funny, Peter King? We got the best of this novice. Okay.
How'd it work out for him?
Well, you know what? It's maybe premature to say they won the trade, but it's not too early to say they're leading by two touchdowns. Okay.
This, the Bears?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, because every aspect of that deal, if there's one team that regrets that deal today or regrets that draft, it's not the Bears.
Correct.
It's not the Bears.
Maybe not, but I don't think that's necessarily fair. Look, Jimmy Garoppolo was hurt this year. Jarek McKinnon was hurt. The 49ers.
Reuben Foster's out of football as we speak.
Let's look at the two guys.
Solomon Thomas has not been a good player.
I get that part of it. But if Jimmy Garoppolo, let's say he's, again, all-pro type quarterback,
let's put
do you really look at it and say, I wish I would have drafted Mitch Trubisky?
If Ryan Pace would have drafted Solomon Thomas and Solomon Thomas would have been the player like that in Chicago, Ryan Pace would have been fired. Fired.
Gone.
He bought himself not only – it was a shrewd move, no matter what you got, but it also bought him some time.
Yeah.
When he drafted Mitch Trubisky, everything about the franchise and his tenure changed because, look, Matt Nagy's great. But why did you hire Matt Nagy? Because you had the quarterback he needed to develop.
I don't deny
that. You don't get one without the other.
I don't deny that, but you guys are acting like Mitch Trubisky's the second coming of Tom Brady. He still has a lot to prove.
No question.
He could still end up being Matt Stafford.
He's the starting quarterback of a 10-4 team that is going to the playoffs, and the San Francisco 49ers are way up the track.
Yeah.
He's the starting quarterback.
All I'm telling you. Today, that's what it is.
Let me ask you something. With a mediocre defense, with the 10th best defense in the league, what's the Bears' record?
That's not the equation. That's not the equation.
But it is the equation.
Right. No. You're asking a different question. That's not – I mean, okay, you can come up with a lot of hypotheticals to maybe look at things in a different way. If Trubisky had, you know, a better running game, would he be more efficient? I mean, all these sort of things. I think you got to be credit where credit's due. You made a good point about he's not faced defenses, but – he's made plays with his feet you didn't expect him to. He needs to get better at the second, you know, reading the coverages. But he's also been very good at times.
He's great throwing off the run. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I'm just not ready to close the book on him and say he's the franchise quarterback that they wanted, that they
sought
after.
I'm not disagreeing with your analysis, but when you say he hasn't taken that big a step this year, I think you're out of your mind.
Who's MVP of this team?
Well, Khalil Mack. There's no question about it. But you know what? Doesn't matter. That's a different question. Can you imagine the Bears winning the Super Bowl with Mitch Trubisky as the quarterback? If the answer is yes, then everything you said just is
valid. But I can see it in the same context that the Ravens won with Trent Dilfer is
and
their
that's
quarterback.
That's okay. Trent Dilfer is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's always going to have
never
that.
Take
but
it away
but he didn't get him beat. And that's the standard right now for Trubisky, and that's okay. Because it's his first full year as a starter.
But defensive players come and go. They're not going to be able to keep all these linebackers. When you look at Leonard
Eight
Floyd,
of 11 guys
Roquan
are on a contract
Smith.
For the next 2 years. It's a young defense.
Exactly. But like you said, when they're out of the rookie deal, they go
after big
money. They got
Roquan for 5 years.
The one consistent element to an NFL team is the quarterback, and we've seen that. No matter who went in and out in Indianapolis, they were always in the playoffs. We've seen it in Green Bay. We've seen it in New England. That's the key to winning in this league, period.
All right. Bryce Harper's sweepstakes might be over. One team just moved a ton of salary to make room for a huge contract. And sorry, that team was not the White Sox. Speaking of the Sox, they'll have to wait a bit to hear about Manny Machado's decision. They're one of the final three. The hot stove finally heating up. We'll talk about that next on Sports Talk Live.
For Chicago Sports Talk with Sizzle, crank up the heat and turn on STL. Host David Kaplan brings his no-nonsense opinion to the table every weeknight on the topics that are trending with our teams. Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado, weeknights at 6 on NBC Sports Chicago.
Well, Yasiel Puig will be playing a whole lot more at Wrigley Field. Yasiel Puig has been traded to the Cincinnati Reds. Puig, Wood, Kemp all go to the Queen City. And it certainly looks like the Dodgers are trying to open up a slot salary-wise for one Bryce Harper.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
Two thoughts immediately. Number one, did they clear enough space? Because what you read about the reaction to this is that they still would be up against a luxury tax. But this does create the speculation that's natural to think, okay, they are clearing room and they're making these moves for a reason. Number two, what are the Reds doing?
I don't know.
What are the Reds doing? Are they just busy work? I mean, activity doesn't – don't confuse activity with accomplishment, because they get a lot of guys in. They're getting a lot of guys out. But they gave up a good prospect.
Don't they have expiring contracts in the NBA?
I mean, MLB. I mean, this doesn't make any sense from their standpoint. Now, the NL Central just got a lot more interesting. I mean, Yasiel Puig will be licking
and
bats all over
the Cardinals have Goldschmidt
Central.
And Andrew Miller.
Okay, you know. That's nothing to dismiss either. I mean, you can dismiss the Reds as being kind of silly. What are you doing?
Cardinals,
different story.
Different story.
That's a really good move when they get an Andrew Miller.
Yeah, I mean, look, you talk about Yasiel Puig, obviously up and down, and you know, he's had his fair share of issues in L.A. The physical tools, though, are still there. I think, look,
he could be a force.
You talk about every major league manager thinks they can be the guy to get through to that type of guy. We've seen this before. And I think when you look at what he did as a rookie, man, it was really, really impressive. You just look at the physicality. I mean, there's something there. Maybe if the Reds unearth it, then they are a force.
If they did, okay, it's Cap.
Yeah, his former hitting coach is the Reds hitting coach.
Yeah, Turner Ward, correct? So every team in the Central – every team in the Central has improved, or the Brewers haven't really done a whole lot, but they finished ahead of the Cubs. Are you concerned as a Cub fan?
They signed Daniel Descalso.
Everything's
good.
Okay. Listen, I guess, is that going to hold you over? Is that your little
understand. They need a bullpen arm in the worst way, and a good one.
Cap, you just said Andrew Miller just went to the Cardinals, 2 years, $29 million. Joakim Soria just went to the A's. Was that out of the price range for the Cubs? Are they priced out of every legitimate reliever that can help you immediately? Zach Britton, are they going to be in on that? No.
No.
Why? Too expensive. Nobody wants to hear that. I mean, it's understandable. It's their excuse. But nobody wants to hear the Cubs can't afford Andrew Miller. He could help them, right?
Correct.
Went to the Cardinals.
They've got their hands full here to try to find a bullpen arm. But I do remember the late Kevin Towers doing an interview with me, and he said, I went out 1 year, got permission from ownership in San Diego, and I spent a fortune, and all the guys I signed were awful. The next year, ownership said, yeah, we're not doing that again. He goes, and I plucked three guys off minor league deals, and they all went, you know, became aces in our bullpen. He said, that's the hardest thing
bullpens to put together. Bullpens are tricky, but look what they did last year. They really were aggressive in getting specific pieces for their bullpen. C-Sheck, right?
Mm-hmm.
He worked out well. Brandon Morrow before the injury, good signing. But now the injury makes that kind of questionable. They were more aggressive. They let Jesse Chavez go to the Rangers for $8
million. Wouldn't guarantee the second year.
Bullpens are fly by night, like you said. I mean, and you talk to any executive in baseball. I remember talking to David Stearns about this in Milwaukee. There's no formula to building one, because nobody comes into baseball and says, you know what, I want to be a middle reliever. Everybody wants to be
a
starter.
They're all failed starters.
Wouldn't you feel better if your confidence in the Cubs was not fly by night, though?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
All right, Manny Machado, through his agent, Dan Lozano, has told the three finalists for his services, and that would be the White Sox, the Yankees, and the Phillies. He met with all three this week. He told them, I will make a decision after New Year's Day.
Surprise. Well, there's going to be a lot of anxious fans in those three cities. Here in Chicago, people will keep waiting. How long after the New Year? January 2nd? On New Year's Eve, is he going to be on there with Ryan Seacrest and announce his choice? That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Kelly Ripa, Ryan Seacrest, and Manny.
I think it's going to be the Phillies. Just a feeling. I think he had a really good visit there. It's a good mesh. They want to spend, in their words, stupid money. I don't know that anyone else is going to offer him stupid money. Even though the White Sox should get as much stupid money together as possible.
Yeah, you can't put it past the Yankees either. And I'll tell you, I'm pretty anxious if I'm sitting as a fan in Boston, too.
They don't need him, though.
No, they don't need him. But look, I mean, you add him to that lineup, how
Phillies
many runs
need
are they going to
score? Phillies need him. White Sox need him. Those two teams are more desperate for Machado. The Yankees, it's like, you know, it's adding another yacht to the fleet. I mean, you really don't need him.
Best chance to win there, though.
Yeah, but the reported offer to him in New York is, what, 210 over 7 years?
Correct.
The Phillies are rumored to adding an eighth year, and you hope the White Sox are in on eight, if not longer. you're going to have to give him an offer that he can't refuse, in theory. Now, he can always say no.
Okay, so if you're the White Sox,
yeah,
would you walk up to him and go, all right, you got 7 for 210. The Phillies are at 8 for 240.
Yeah.
There's 9 for 270 guaranteed.
In a minute, I would. I would do that. And I'm not even a huge Machado guy. I think the Cubs are wise to stay away from him. But you're the White Sox in a different point of your growth. You need a guy like that for everyone else to come. So, absolutely, I'd go 10 for 300.
To me?
It's easy spending someone else's money.
We got to take a timeout. Up next, we'll get the guys' predictions for the Bears and Niners and get you set for the night on the diamond and the ice. Excuse me, the court and the ice. That's next on STL.
Get all of your Blackhawks news in the palm of your hand with the My Teams app by NBC Sports. The best place to stream the games, watch highlights, read articles, and more. Download the My Teams app today.
Back with our James & Sons Fine Jewelers Diamonds in the Rough. In the season of giving, the Bears are great at taking. They have 35 takeaways. That's the most in the National Football League. 5 more than the second best team. Meanwhile, 49ers dead last in the league with only 5 the entire season. How about that? Okay.
Hey, safest place in San Francisco is in their secondary. I mean, they haven't had a takeaway since October 28th. That's a long time.
Mitch got to take care of the football.
Take care of the football. Run the ball. Score.
Bears win this game. I mean, I don't really think there's much in doubt. I just can't see them laying an egg.
They're playing for something.
Yeah.
They're still playing for something.
Yeah, you talk about a bye? That's more than something.
They can still be the second seed. They could still conceivably be the one seed. I don't think it's going to happen.
Correct.
But you've got to go into it with that mentality. And if they do, their defense is going to...
I told you that New Orleans got upset by Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And... oh,
possible.
My goodness, you never know what happens. Carolina could be playing for their lives.
And the Rams are broken, okay? The Rams are broken. The Saints could get beat by the Steelers, and then it would set up, boy, what an interesting Week 17.
Can you imagine?
You don't want the Vikings to give them life. You want to knock them out.
I agree that the Rams are now vulnerable. Sean McVay can win games in a lot of ways, but when he doesn't have a good quarterback play.
How about Jared Goff?
Yeah, he's looked shaky.
Who would you rather have the next 3 years, Goff or Trubisky?
I'll take Trubisky.
Oh, see, now you are over your skis.
I'll take Trubisky.
I don't know. I think that is a little bit much.
Just remember, all the Trubisky haters, as I said on the radio the other day, not going to end well.
It's not hating. You're just drunk on the Kool-Aid.
No. I look at him and I look at the things he can do. Trust me.
He's above average. He's a top half of the league quarterback. And that's good.
Final score?
27-13.
I'll go 30-10.
I love that one. I'm actually going to go 30-17, Chicago. All right, you have a wonderful Christmas. We'll see you next Wednesday. No show Monday, Tuesday. Bulls pregame live is next, and it's Bulls and Magic at 7. Blackhawks and NBC Sports Chicago Plus coverage 7:30. Have a great holiday. Love you. Thanks for watching. And talk to you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.